So what had happened was, once I was at Guru Prasad, and there was a great gathering, Jai Baba Jai, and people just had thronged inside the hall. There was a great hall there, of the palace, I think, four times the size of this place. People were all seated there, and on one side of the hall were women all seated, on another side men, and there was a little alleyway there. People were coming and contacting Baba and being close to him and wanting his personal touch, and all that was there. So it was, during summer months when Baba was in Pune, this program would go on every day. Baba would give some discourses, some sayings, some people would sing some songs, people would want to entertain him and all that. So one day, a retired colonel had come, and he retired from the military, but he took sannyas. You know what sannyas means? He he wears an ochre-colored robe, you know, and on that was written Ram Sita, Ram Sita. You know who Ram is? Ram Sita? You have heard that name at least. So that's how it was. And we thought that he was a mendicant or somebody. So he comes to Baba and says, Baba says, from where have you come? He says, I come from some place, he says. I forget now. I'm a retired colonel. Baba looks surprised and says, Colonel, yeah. And you're wearing this robe? Yes. I feel like having renounced the world. And so he would come, very talkative person. And Baba liked people who were very talkative. Because naturally, he being silent, he would like to have somebody who can talk properly. So that's how it was. So the story revolves around this person. So one fine day, after having come about half a dozen times, says Baba, it was a surprise to us. He had said that he had renounced the world. So he says, Baba, can I have your permission to bring my wife here? All the years put as a wife. Because being a sannyasi, naturally, he still has his wife. Naturally, he must have had his family and all that. So not a surprise, but it was a surprise to hear him say that, can I bring my wife to you? That was just fine, wonderful, good. So next time when there was the meeting was, people have all sat so close to him, facing him of course. Now we have our backs towards him. See how it is? Yeah. That's how he is. Because he has no direction. You are facing him here, but myself facing him there, like that. So that's how it was. People were all facing him, and they're all there. And there was the main gate there of the hall. It was not a door, it was a nice gate. All marble and everything, because being a palace. So he must have noticed that his wife had come, because they would not come together. He had come earlier, his wife came later on in car and all that. So he is so overjoyed and all that. So he is ushering her with his back towards the crowd, facing her and coming closer and closer and closer. Come this way. She is shy and she does not know what to do. Naturally being shy because her husband has renounced the world and she is the wife. And all that, of course, is the play of the mind. So in silence, and he comes closer and closer and closer and closer and closer and closer, with his back towards Baba. So Baba is sitting there, and just is there, and so he comes closer, his back, huge person he is, back is there towards Baba, so he has come so close to Baba, space, his backside. So Baba does this, you see, and does this, and does that, you see. And I can't tolerate that. So when Baba has that, there's no room for him to go back, you see, because he lost the track that where he is. So what I simply did was, brother, and just pushed him like that. And he was on his toes, most probably. What he fell into a lap of a lady who was sitting there. And what a ruckus he created, you see. Is this the way to treat us? Because it was a terrible thing for him, because his wife had come there. And so he started berating me in the midst of the whole crowd. And Baba naturally has to take his side. Yeah. In bureaucracy, the officers take the side of their clerks or their assistants, but Baba always takes the side of the public, you see. That's what it is. So he turns to me, expressing real ire. I said, "Why did you do that?" In expression, and I had to repeat it again. "Are you so stupid? Why do you push him like that? Now do one thing, go and bow down to him and beg his pardon." So I go there and I bow down to him. I said, "Pardon me, I didn't know. I shouldn't have done it. Pardon me, pardon me." And again he continues that. But then Baba patted him and all that. I said, "That's how it." So, well, let there be not another occasion when I have to push you out, you see, and say, "Don't go too close to Baba."